Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Sammy P, two-minute drill coming up in just a quick moment. Five games that we have not addressed today on the show. We're going to get to all of those, that coming up. But Sam, you just alerted me to the fact that the board is lighting up bright yellow, bright red, all over one NFL game. Inform everyone.
Yeah, I don't think Jaden Daniels is playing because that's what the market is betting. We had talked about this earlier in the week. We discussed it earlier on the show. The appetite for wise guys to bet Atlanta, thinking that you're going to get bad news about Daniels. I haven't seen anything, but the market oftentimes bets before the information comes out. Atlanta's a 2-point favorite right now, Chris. Two. Every other book about 1.5, including BetMGM. You know what that move means, right? Somebody somewhere is basically betting against Jaden Daniels playing. That's what this is.
Oh, it's out there. It's out there. I see some of the Commanders beat reporters. Jaden Daniels not out here for Commanders practice.
There you go. Okay, that's within the last 4 minutes. And this is the best part about doing a live show. We can react in real time. We're talking to Kelly during the commercial break, and then all of a sudden, my screen just goes pow, and everything lights up red. They're betting the under as well. Bet Online is on a 43.5. And the Falcons are going to close the favorite in the game. So what you should do with that, along with continuing to listen to the show so we can give you the room bets and then I can give you my wedding schedule for Sunday, is you should probably put, if you're in a five-pick contest like we are, Joe and I and Paul, we do the Chicago Media Contest five games a week. You could take Atlanta +1. It's not a free space, but it's a good bet. Like, they're going to give you five bets. It's tough to get to five. That should be one of your bets. Wink, wink.
McLaurin's going to be out too. He's not out there. I like that, man, that Falcons. Even at one, okay, deal with what we have here. We talked about it earlier in the show, Falcons. It's 1.5 across the board. Would you still bet it at 1.5? I know you already bet it, but would you still do it at 1.5?
I don't feel the need to add more because it's still
no.
Michael Penix.
But let's say you didn't bet it yet. Would you bet it at this number?
I hate laying 1.5. 1.5 makes me so mad. I'd much rather have 1 than 1.5. 1.5 is like my no-go. I don't lay 1.5 in the NFL or in basketball.
I keep thinking about last night, and Gannon had an opportunity to go for 2, and then when they get the game, the touchdown that ties the game, if he gets that previous 2 and then they go for the extra point, they're up 1. The line closed Seattle -1.5. It's just like, boy, and then Arizona's up by 1. We know what happens with the game-winning field goal and all that stuff. But then they would have covered by 0.5. But to the point, like, that 1.5 comes into play more than people realize.
So wise guys just bet Superbook, Bet Online, and Jazz. They laid 1.5. They don't care. They laid it to 2. So.
Yeah, I see that.
Take from that what you will. The total now is low as 43. This is all happening in real time. News comes out, people fire, especially when it's around a guy like Jaden Daniels. So they're laying it to 2. They are. I'm sitting here. Who am I sitting here? I don't want to lay 1.5. Bam, right to 2. But again, I gave Atlanta 1.5 +1.5 on Wednesday.
Chris Andrews is awake. Like, it? Did they take it off the board, the side?
Yeah,
it looks that way.
They're crunching the numbers right now.
He's got the Texas Instruments out.
Yeah. You see that total, though, 43 on the low end. Let me see what this total was. You go back at 11:15 Eastern, 10 minutes ago, this total was 45. And now you're seeing 43s.
There it is. Yep. Yep. Contest, you got to take Atlanta. That's just, you have to. And I guess some people would say, well, I don't have a strong opinion on the game, and it's right around zero. I'm like, okay, all right. Then stay away from opportunity. Get a few points. I think most people in contests are going to take those points. But I don't know. Maybe they won't with the Atlanta Falcons since they're coming off a 30-0 loss. It was embarrassing. All right. Paul Aspen is here. Paul, let's hit these other games in a two-minute drill.
I'd also just like to say I love my country, but what a bunch of choke artists. After going down 3 points to nothing, the Cantley Shoffley team was up three up, I believe is the verbiage, against McIntyre and Hovland, threw 11. They're now all square. So they've lost 3 holes in a row, or 3 out of 4.
I don't know what any of that means. I don't know what that means. You're up, though, at BetMGM with the no tie, tournament winner, no tie. You're up -190, USA +150.
Jeez.
I would like to say on the air what Barry Rosner thinks about the American golfers, but I cannot.
Speaking of blowouts, Saints Bills, biggest number of the week by far. 15.5, I believe, is what we're looking at BetMGM. Where you guys at? Any plays on this game?
Nah.
I hate these numbers. These once you get to 15, 16, 17 in that range, and it's come down a little bit. It did touch 17 for a brief moment the other day at one specific book, but I hate betting these numbers. I'm not interested in it. We all know the Bills that are going to win. You've got Rattler looking for his first victory. Is it going to happen at Buffalo? Probably not, with extra time to prepare. Look, the Bills understand the situation, and they're probably going to sit all of their injured players, like Milano, Ed Oliver, Vanessa. None of them have been practicing this week on defense, and I don't think they're very concerned about it. So, Bills win. Am I going to lay it? No. Maybe some people will. I'm not taking the Saints either, though. It could be another blowout scenario like it was against Seattle last week. It wouldn't shock me at all if they lose something like 44-13, like it was a week ago. I typically don't get involved with point spreads like this. I will not be in on this one. If it's 17, I'll consider it, but the dog, but otherwise I'm not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, next game. I believe you guys may have action on this one. Panthers, a 5.5 dog at the Patriots.
I took Carolina, 5.5. I do not think the Patriots should be a 5.5-point favorite. I'm low on their power rating. I have been all season. I was all summer. I've seen flashes that I like from Drake May, no doubt. But that team just keeps making dumb mistakes. It's the penalties. It's the turnovers. I don't love their offensive line. I asked Barry yesterday, what's this line if Gerard Mayo's coaching and not Mike Vrabel? And Jeff, Jeff goes, pick. He was obviously kidding. He was kidding. It's the Vrabel stuff is just so much, Joe. And I'm going against it again. 5.5.
It's a lot. I've got to get to now since I forgot to put Seattle in, I'm going to have to get to 5. One contest, I've got to get to 7. I might take New England. We might go opposite on this one.
Good.
Look, Carolina.
Yeah.
With my real money or a contest? Like a contest, yes. I'm going to have the Patriots in Survivor. I will have them in Survivor. I hate this number, but like Carolina coming off a 30-0 win, which they had 224 total yards in that game. Like that should not have been a 30-0 game by any sense. Bryce Young sucks on the road. I mean, he doesn't have many wins to begin with. Patriots should have won that game. They just decided they were going to keep fumbling again and again and again and again. Happened 4 different times, losing all these fumbles. The Panthers are still trash. And I just think the Patriots are in the middle and coming off a loss like this. This is why Vrabel's paid. Like, okay, now you got to right the ship. Under Mayo, we know it continues. A downward spiral. This is why Vrabel's here. Patriots are going to win. I might get there just fading the idea of, oh, well, Carolina's really not bad because they beat the Falcons 30-0. So I look at it that way.
Yeah, Bryce Young is definitely a roller coaster. He's a roller coaster for sure. But
yep.
I'm taking Vrabel and I'm stuffing him in a locker.
We need word on Christian Gonzalez. Hopefully we get that soon. He's been limited the last couple of days. Big difference for their pass defense.
Low total 43 in that one as well. We go to the Browns at the Lions. The Browns are now a 10-point dog on the road. Total 44.5, Joe.
I don't like big numbers on favorites going against the Browns. And maybe it's recency bias, but I'm looking at what this defense has done and what I think they're – I don't think this is a fluke. That's how I look at Cleveland with Schwartz, and they added those, you know, Mason Graham very high in the draft. He's already impactful. Of course, you have Garrett, dude's a stud, might be DPOY. Like, this defense is no joke. And so now let's see what they do against this team. And it looks like, okay, maybe they're closer to the Lions offense from last year than we thought. Morton was doing just fine, and he changed up the play calling after that Packers game. So certainly creative. It looked like a Ben Johnson offense at times last week with all the motion and the play action that they were using. And they're at home. This is where the Lions dominate. Kelly was saying this is going to be one of her Survivor picks. I am not going to be on the game. Like, am I going to take Cleveland as a dog again after pulling off the upset against Green Bay? Like, that's not a spot where I want to jump in on them. I think there's going to be plenty of spots to take Cleveland. I just don't think this is going to be one of them. But I am a little scared of Cleveland. So I'm not taking the Lions in Survivor. I'm just off the game.
I did Cleveland in the many losers pool that I'm in. And again, for those that don't know, it's reverse Survivor. You pick the loser. Nice pot. Hope I can take that thing down. I have Cleveland there. So just need Cleveland to lose.
Monday Night Football. Double dip, I would say. If you want to do anything else on Monday night, go for it. Like, go grocery shopping. Jets and Dolphins, a couple of 0-3 teams. Jets are a 2.5-point road dog, total of 45. Bengals, 7.5-point dogs, maybe a live dog, according to Joe, on the road in Denver, total of 44. Any Monday night football looks, plays, whatever, Sam.
Maybe I should call off Monday, too. I don't want to do that, though, because I want to sit very close to Jake on Monday. So close that I can touch. I'll be in Chicago on Monday, so I will not be calling off because I will never miss the chance to see my guy Jake. These games stink. And Joe said, how do you lay 7.5 with Denver? I think that's a valid thought process. Jake Browning, Moon, Monday night? Maybe.
How close to Jake will you be?
So close.
We'd be touching his Willy Wildcat. That's the question.
brother.
Maybe. I'm talking about the bobblehead or something.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Paul, where do you go shopping? I'm curious. Do you mix it up or do you always go to the same spot?
Mix it up. Sometimes so Fresh Market, sometimes a Jewel's, sometimes a Mariano's, I guess.
Fresh Market. Look at this guy.
What's Fresh Market? What is that?
Fresh. You've been to their produce section, dude? It's cheaper than Jewel's.
No, it looks too fancy. I never go in. I get scared.
Oh, it's not picked over. Oh.
By the way, I need to get one of those BetMGM fleeces. You're holding out on us. Where'd you get that BetMGM fleece?
Funny story about that.
I think I have that.
Yeah.
Was that Vegas? Swag,
This was
Arizona.
Vegas, maybe?
One of them.
I don't remember. But yeah, it was.
I don't remember Vegas.
Mitch. Talk to Mitch.
What's the funny story?
No, what the guy said when I walked in with this on today. But I think it's more of a break discussion.
Okay. I have something in my mind. But we'll leave it there. Yeah, as far as the two games, I see why they're going to overlap these games because they both stink. But yeah, I'm looking at the Bengals. Embarrassed. Browning's not that bad. And who are the Broncos? Who's Bo Nix to be laying 7.5? I don't think the Bengals are this bad, but maybe I'm wrong. Chase Brown sucks, dude. He has been maybe the worst running back in football so far.
It's funny. I've been on total opposite of Denver of you, Joe. I've been down on them when you were a little bit higher, and then
right.
I'm going to be using them in Survivor. So famous Woo! Last words. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't use them at all in week one. So.
Yeah. Man. I don't know what to think with Nix. Sometimes he looks okay, and then now he looks bad again.
Desperate spot, okay. Man. 1-2. Like, they can't lose this game at home.
Lot coming up next. Contest plays, but most importantly, the room. College football and the NFL. You will know what to fade going into the weekend. That's next. This is Bet Sweats. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.